bit. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Boy, what a night to be at the ballpark. Right now it's about 80 degrees, and right now mostly blue skies up above. Have you heard? The Boston Red Sox are in town. Yep, tonight the first of a four-game series, and if you're in the neighborhood, come on down. These are very important games. The skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. And Buck, considering the rough stretch the club went through, what does it say about this team that they turn right around and take two or three from the first place Yankees like that?
Well, I don't think they dwell on some of the negativism, and on the other side, they don't dwell too much on the positive part of it. I think they you got to live in reality up here, and you're never as good as things seem. You're never as bad, and you're going to seek your level. But it doesn't mean you're just going out there and going, okay, sirrah, sirrah. This is something every club goes through. No, they want the end. You got to shorten the bad times and stretch out the good ones. But we got a couple of pretty good pitching efforts in those three games, and we made it stand up.
And your club's now won 11 straight home series against the Yankees. Is there anything possible to read into something like that, or is it just one of those things that happens in baseball?
Just enjoy it. Okay, simple as that. I don't overanalyze it. It's just enjoy it. Anytime that they get on a plane or bus and we finish out ahead, I'm okay with that.
How important was Michael Givens last night? It just seemed like he had kind of a calming influence when the Yankees were starting to claw their way back, stranded two runners, and retired the side in order that next inning.
Well, I never take for granted someone pitching five-plus innings like Goss did, but Mike, I thought, was the key to the game. And I actually thought Mike Wright coming in and not having to get somebody else up, finishing that off. I don't care what the score is against their lineup. You better keep your foot on their neck.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. You mentioned Mike Wright pitching the ninth inning. Is there still a decision pending on whether his future is as a starter, or are you kind of intrigued by what he could do, 98-mile-an-hour fastball coming in for an inning or two like that?
Yes, both. But, it's something everyone has always talked about, the possibility down the road. But obviously starting pitching is at a premium for all clubs, and especially us, because of the price to acquire it. And, it's like you make a guy play himself off shortstop. You make a catcher show you he can't catch. Those are premium positions if you can bring some offense there. Same way with center field. So, Mike has shown some progress as a starter, but we know it's there. Would he be able to throw 96, 97 again the next day? Would he be able to defend himself when he's not carrying that? There's a lot of questions there, but sometime, a la Zach Britton, someone's mentality fits better there.
The Red Sox here again, four-game series. You've already seen them nine times this year. You're going to get asked this a lot, of course, especially tonight. The bad blood that was there before, is that all in the past now? Can you just focus on playing baseball?
It's not really a subject matter. People get asked about it all the time, so you have to comment on it. And, guys deal with that type of false drama that every day, and it seems to be more prevalent in our division. And it is what it is. What are you going to do? Just, you have to answer the questions, but it's not going to affect the way we play the game and the way we go about our business. And I'll bet you, I have sneaking suspicion they feel the same way.
Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound tonight. You look at his splits, and, left-handers have hit him better. How much do you put into when you're making out your lineup? How much weight does that carry versus other moves that you want to make?
Well, it depends on – most of the time that also tells you the best left-hand hitters are staying in a lineup, the three-hole hitter left-handers that hit left and right. And you look at your left-hand hitters, whether it's Seth Smith or a Kim, how they handle left-hand pitching. And I think that should answer your question more than anything, that you got to take each situation, who they're facing, and your guys show their propensity to hit left-hand pitching.
Wade Miley on the mound tonight for the Orioles, a very respectable 3.02 ERA. A lot of base runners, though. How important is it for him to be able to break through that five-inning wall? I believe five of his starts, he's gone five innings where he's been healthy.
Well, it'd give us a better chance to win a game tonight and shorten up some innings we have to pitch out of the bullpen. But, it's a very good lineup again tonight. I don't know if I ever remember the American League East at this stage in the season being so good from top to bottom. And, Tampa's having a good year, too, and Toronto's doing real well. But, Boston's going to have something to say about that. Certainly they want to, and the need's there. But, if it doesn't happen, we got to figure out another way to win the game.
Thank you, Buck. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Tonight, it's a gorgeous night. Orioles and Boston Red Sox about to open a four-game series. Last night, Adam Jones ended an 0-for-15 with three hits, a home run, and five RBIs. Nice night. Adam Jones and Jim Hunter, they will visit when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
At Oriole Park, where last night the Birds beat the Yankees 10-4 to win the rubber game and get two out of three from New York, Adam Jones returned to the lineup, had three hits and five RBIs. Adam Jones up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles homestand continues tonight. Game one of a four-game series with Boston following a big win last night and a milestone win for Adam Jones. And we'll get to that in a moment. But from the team perspective, getting that rubber game and getting the series, how big was that for the team?
Huge. You just look at the last 3 weeks. We haven't played up to our capabilities. Either the hitting was there and not the pitching, or the pitching was there and not the hitting. So last night was a good collective group effort. Gausman went out there, did his thing. I know he wanted to go deeper into the game, but working into the sixth, and Michael Givens came out following him, with then followed by O'Day and Mike Wright to finish the game. So it was just a team effort, and that's, at the end of the day, that's what you need. And I'm not going to say that I was a spark plug to anything, but it was good to be back out there. I know the guys feed off my energy, feed off the way I play, and it was good to be out there with them, because I was sitting on my derriere for a couple of days, kind of miserable.
All right, you say a team effort, and it certainly was that. Team scores 10 runs, 9 driven in with two men out, and Hardy at the bottom of the lineup got two rallies going. When you have that kind of production, it makes it a bit easier to get the run support.
Big time. Like I said, you have to feed off the guy in front of you. Hardy, two out, just looked like a normal two-out single in the, I think it was in the third inning. Then Seth Smith, single. Me, I was able to come up with two men on. It doesn't matter the outs. I'm trying to drive some guys in. Was fortunate enough to get a double. Then big guy comes up with another double to score two more. Then right there, we got three. And then CD just adding another run to it. We just kept passing the baton. And then Seth Smith later in the game to allow me to, come up with two outs, men on first and second again, and able to meet a home run was him drawing a good walk. That was a great at-bat that he had, 8-9 pitch at-bat, and was able to get me another opportunity with men in scoring position. And then my final time, it was in the bottom of the eighth, where he worked a tough at-bat. He took a backdoor curveball to the third base. He dove for it, and he hustled his tail down the line to get me another at-bat. So it's all about feeding off the energy from the guy in front of you and just passing the baton. We have a lineup that is extremely deep. Sometimes we try to take it on ourselves individually to get the job done. But if we just pass the baton to the next guy, there's not many pitching staffs that can stop us when we're in a groove.
You talk about the energy. And, there's that saying, the momentum's as good as the next day's starter. So I guess that falls to Wade Miley. But can a game like last night help the hitters relax?
Well, it's always going to be a tough thing with hitters. It's tough. It's tough to hit. Trust me, with all these new stats, it's enabled a lot of people to think that they can do what we do. But it's tough. You got a guy out there, I looked at a stat the other day. I'm sure you've seen it too. There was, since 2002, velocity and fastballs have gotten harder, but fastball usage has dropped 10%. So that means people are throwing harder, and they're not even throwing their fastball a lot. So the fastball now is the 1-2 pitch to try and trick you, and it's 98. So if you look at it, you look across baseball, every bullpen's got like multiple guys throwing 97, 98. So I tip my cap to these guys going. I tip my cap to all the hitters getting in that batter's box with what we're seeing now. But like I said, it's all about passing the baton. With offense, with defense, with this game of baseball, it's a game of streaks. You try to minimize the bad streaks, you try to maximize the good streaks. Right now we're riding a one-game winning streak. Let's ride on that and do everything we can do to create a two-game winning streak, and then following a win tonight, hopefully we can work on the third-game winning streak.
All right, it was nice for you to get a milestone hit in a big win for the team. 1,500 base hits, seventh as an Oriole all-time. So six guys ahead of you, that's it, since 1954. Does that mean something to you at this moment?
1,500 as an Oriole. I got 32, I believe.
Oh, I don't want to rip you off.
Sorry. I believe, yeah, you shortchanged me a little bit. I got 32 with the Mariners. But like I said, while I'm playing, it's hard to really relish and get caught up with what's going on. But as a fan of the game, as I am also, I can – I'm slowly starting to learn how to take a step back and just appreciate what I've accomplished, appreciate the longevity. And, you know, I've always given the credit to my teammates for pushing me to be the best player I am. Without their pushing, without their encouragement on a nightly basis, all this wouldn't be possible. I feed off the energy of my teammates. I play for my teammates. I play for the fans that show up, play for the fans that's watching. And like Joe DiMaggio said, he plays hard every day and wants to play every day because you never know who's coming there for the very first time, who drove, you know, 200-300 miles, 2 or 3 hours, whatever, to come to that game to see you play. So that's why I post up, is because you never know who's coming to see you play for the very first time, and you always want to make a good impression.
All right, last night on the postgame show, you said, yeah, you feel pretty good. I had 4 days off. You're not looking for more days off, are you?
In certain situations, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna say earned the right, but I put in a lot of time, a lot of diving to enable myself to get a day off here and there. And like I said, it's gonna be hard to even, you know, for Buck to even write me out of the lineup. But if you know, random days, my body needs it. Playing center field is a very, very tough and demanding position, and you know, a day off would do nothing but good in keeping me fresh for the long haul, because once the second half starts, especially you get into the, you know, deep into August and then September, I'm not sitting. So I think it's best to keep me fresh now and not burn me out, because at the end of the day, I know I am getting older, but I'm like wine, baby. I'm like wine. I'm just getting a little bit finer, you know.
Adam Jones aging like fine wine, and he certainly is at a peak hitting. He has already passed Ken Singleton this year. He is seventh now on the all-time Orioles hit list with 1,500. Nick Markakis is the sixth, 47 base hits ahead of Adam. So when he gets 48 more hits, he will move past Markakis on the all-time list. More importantly, he added a spark last night as the Orioles got 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at Camden Yards for the first time since May 20th, Orioles have put together back-to-back wins. Yeah, they beat the Red Sox here tonight, first of a four-game series. And they beat them by a score of 7-5. Jim, Wade Miley tonight, 7 innings, gave up 1 run, but even that run should not have scored.
Yeah, he really pitched well for the Orioles. And it's amazing when you look at his numbers, especially ERA, that tonight was only his second win. But in that second inning, the base hit by Travis on a play that Davis went well wide of the bag to glove, and then he threw it away, and that put a runner at second base. And with that extra out, the Red Sox able to get a run against Miley. But he was outstanding. And, you know, Joe, we keep talking about, when are the starters going to turn the corner and get into some consistent pattern? Well, Gausman was okay last night. He bent, but he didn't break. Miley, very good tonight with 7 innings. So he allows 1 run on 5 hits, gets through 7 innings. And the bullpen, even though they were touched up for 5 runs late, or 4 runs late, excuse me, it was a really nice job by Miley to get that win and get the Orioles back-to-back wins.
Now, the Oriole record, whenever they do hit a home run, is really very good. But when they hit 4 home runs, it's really, really good, huh?
Yeah, this is the fourth time this year that they've hit 4 home runs in a game. The last one was that wild game that Monday night or Tuesday night in Detroit. After that day off, where they won an extra innings, where the Tigers came back on them. But the Orioles now with 22 multi-home run games. They hit 13 in May after hitting 8 in April, and they start out. But when you get that kind of production, it's going to be a big night. And the other thing about tonight, Joe, all 7 runs driven in by the home runs, and 5 of the 7 came in with 2 down. Just like last night when the Orioles scored 9 runs with 2 down to beat the Yankees 10-4, they get the big 2-out base hits. And in that first inning, 2 outs, nobody on. Manny Machado, who came into the game 0 for his last 18, a simple ground ball single up the middle. He breaks the 0 for and gets on, and then Trumbo hits it out. So the Orioles scored more than 4 runs. They're now 21-8 when they do that. They are now 21-12 when they homer, and they have 22 multi-home run games. So the formula was there tonight, and Miley made it work.
You see, I knew you had all that. I just knew you had all that. I like the fact that it was the big, hairy guys who hit the home runs here tonight. That's what I like.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, and the other thing, you know, just scanning the RBIs now, Jones has 27, Machado has 25, Trumbo has 28, Davis has 22, Mancini has 24, and Scope has 27. That's really good balance where you look at the, and they all bat consecutively in the lineup. So
that's a socialistic lineup.
Yeah,
I mean, they all got the same numbers.
There you go. Spread the wealth. That's what Adam Jones on the warm-up show tonight. What did he say? We like to pass the baton. Well, tonight they were baton passers, and it worked out.
Oh, yeah,
those hairy guys.
Trumbo hit number 8. Davis hit his 12th. Scope his 8th. And Mr. Jones his 10th. He's homered in back-to-back games. That's certainly a good sign. Out of the bullpen tonight, Mike Wright looked good initially, but Donnie Hart came in and got the last out.
Yeah, the Orioles are trying to see what Mike Wright can do for them in the bullpen. He had a real good 8th inning, 3-up, 3-down, looked outstanding. And, you know, one of the questions as a starting pitcher before coming here, can he work back-to-back games? Starting pitchers are not accustomed to doing that. They pitch their game, and then they have 4 days until their next start. They do their side work, and then they go back in. And if Mike Wright is going to be an effective reliever, he's going to have to adjust to being able to pitch in back-to-back games. Maybe he fatigued. Who knows? Donnie Hart made the one mistake to Bradley. The inherited runner scored and one charge to him. But the Orioles had that big 7-1 lead going to the ninth, and they made it stand and win it 7-5.
All right, so they do win it. Hart does get the last out. Wade Miley gets the victory, so he's now a two-game winner. First time he's won a ball game since way back on April 14th. The game started tonight in very exciting fashion. Fly ball, left center, pretty well hit. Adam Jones at the back of the warning track, going to jump up, and he brought it back. Adam Jones brought that one back. I think that ball would have left the ballpark, but Jones got in the way on the back of the warning track. He timed it beautifully, jumped up, his glove over the wall, and came down with the ball in the mitt, one out. Oh, good. What a way to get a four-game series started. Yeah, Mookie Betts got robbed by Mr. Jones. Then in the bottom of the first, two outs, bases empty. Manny Machado with a base hit that ended his 0-for, his 0-for 18. So he got on base with two outs. It brought up Mr. Jumbo. Rodriguez, he delivers. Trumbo, fly ball, left field, back of the corner, way back there. Paint that baby, bye-bye. A Trumbo Jumbo right away. First inning, 2-0 Orioles. Yeah, then the second inning, one out, bases empty. That's when Sam Travis hit a ground ball toward the hole on the right side. Chris Davis came way off the bag, almost halfway to second base to field it, and then tried to overhand the ball to Miley covering at first base, but he threw the ball behind him. Very tough throw. It went for an infield single and a one-base throwing error, and then with two outs, Vasquez was able to cash in. 1-2 pitch. Looper into center. Scope cannot get to it. That's a base hit. Travis comes in. He will score. The ball back into second base. So that is an unearned run for the moment. And it's a 2-1 game. And eventually, when Bradley singled, that made that an earned run against Wade Miley. Very unfair, but he'll have to live with it. It stayed 2-1 until the bottom of the fourth inning.
Here's the 2-0, swinging a high fly ball. Deep center field. Back it goes into the bleachers. There's a home run for Davis. Davis homers in back-to-back games, and it's 3-1 Baltimore. His team high 12th of the year. So the Orioles doing it as the Orioles do with the long ball. Two home runs and a 3-1 lead. It's their 22nd multi-home run game of the season.
And they continue to do it that way later in the sixth inning.
Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound for Boston. He deals, swinging a high fly ball deep left field. Towards the corner it goes, and that ball is gone! In the first row, it just got out. And Adam Jones homers in back-to-back games. And the Orioles with their third home run tonight now lead it 4-1. And just as he did last night on his home run, he jumped on the first pitch.
There you go. Then Machado, an infield single. And then Trumbo got a base hit. There were two men on base when Scope came up to hit.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep to left field. Back goes Scope. Back it goes. It is gone for Scope. A three-run blast, and it's 7-1 Baltimore. A four-home run barrage by the Birds.
And meanwhile, Wade Miley was cruising with that big lead. At one time, 8 of 10 outs were ground ball outs, but Miley tonight ended his game with a whiff.
And the 3-2 is swung on and missed. He got him, and Miley gets through the seventh inning. So the leadoff walk doesn't hurt, and Miley comes back to get Bradley.
There you go. Miley, 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He is the winning pitcher. We thought that the Scope home run was dessert when he hit that thing in the sixth inning, but it turned out to be the main course because that was the game winner, because the Red Sox against the Oriole bullpen, well, they made it a ball game in the ninth inning. Ramirez a single against Mike Wright with one out, and then Rutledge a single, and then Vasquez a single to pick up an RBI. Exit Mike Wright, enter Donnie Hart to go to work on the left hand hitting Jackie Bradley Jr. Bradley digs in, 1-2 to count. Hart to the plate, and a fly ball, right center. Pretty well hit, ball is way back there, and that ball is gone, my goodness. Into the seats in right center. Jackie Bradley Jr. with a 3-run home run to make it a 2-run game. Orioles ahead 7-5. Yeah, suddenly, one base runner, the Red Sox had a chance. Sandoval came up to hit with the bases empty, and that's when Donnie Hart would end the game. So the count 2-1, Hart again ready and delivered. Sandoval, little chopper, hit toward third, Manny charging. He gloves it, makes the exchange, throws across in the dirt. Scoop Davis dug it out. And that's how the game ends. Sandoval into a ground ball to third base. Machado makes the play, and the Orioles, for the first time since May 20th, back-to-back in the win column as they beat the Red Sox in the first of a 4-game series. And they beat them 7-5. And in a moment, Jim Hunter will continue their postgame show right after this.
So the Orioles win at 7-5. Let's hear from the skipper and head downstairs. Postgame comments from Buck Showalter.
Miley was good, huh? What was the time of game?
2:38.
Yeah. He walked one guy? I don't think. Did they walk anybody? That's probably the least number of walk game we've had this year. But so I don't think they walked anybody. I didn't have it on my card. I might have missed one. Now, Wade, first inning, to get that under the belt, I thought the sixth and seventh inning were really big. Kept us trying to stay away from some people tonight, like you always are.
Were you proud of the approach off Eduardo? He had been so good.
Yeah, I don't know if we caught him. This guy's one of the top 10 ERAs in American League, which makes it in baseball for me. So, we saw the thing before the game down the bullpen, so I'm not sure if we caught him at full strength, but he was still pretty, he's still pretty good. And our guys, mistakes he did make, we put a good enough swing on him for him to leave the park.
Last couple of nights with lots of hitting. Is there anything to the theory that maybe weather's better and the ball carries?
The ball was carrying better tonight. I saw it right away. I thought, thank goodness that Betts' ball was in that one area. But you could tell even the ball that I thought that Trey hit, you got to really have a ball carrying to get it over Betts' head. And I turned to John at that time and said, this is one of those nights the ball's really jumping. Because I don't think Adam quite got his, but it snuck in the second or third row. Is that called by a Red Sox fan?
Yeah.
So they shouldn't be able to overturn it, right? So what we should do is line everybody up in the opposing team's jerseys there, and that's the rule. So we'll do that. We'll talk about that one on our committee. Kidding.
Obviously, with the exception of the hiccup in the ninth, is that kind of how you guys draw it up? There's lots of home runs. Your pitcher goes in the seventh. Turnover to bullpen, defense plays good. Is that kind of...
Well, it's not necessarily draw it up home runs. It's just, you're going to have to score some runs in our division. I think, through all, we were 6-4 in our division in May. I think we were like 20-11, somebody told me, for the year. So, there's not a recipe every night. It may sound that when you take the body of work, So... that's the way it may look over the course of the season, and rightfully so, but it doesn't always work that way, especially as good a pitching as we've seen here in the last 10 or 15 games, and we'll continue to see the rest of this series.
I think that's the second game this year that Chris and Mark Trumbo have both homered in the same game. Not a luxury, but how different is the lineup when those two guys are both doing
that? Well, it's a luxury anytime you have two people homer in a game. Regardless of who they are, it's not. I don't take it for granted. It's hard to do. You take a guy who hits 30 home runs. That's a good home run year, and you have 600 or 700 plate appearances, what percentage of those are home runs? There's a lot else happens between the home runs and the other things. And Mark's a guy that, you know, he may get off course a little bit, but he usually doesn't stay there very long. He's got a pretty good approach. And Chris, you know, little by little, seems to be getting a better feel for it.
On another subject, what can you tell us about Pedro Alvarez and what?
I haven't been made aware of anything different than when Dan and I talked about 4 o'clock. But did something different happen? What did Dan tell you?
Oh, well, he played. Nothing really.
Did he play tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll find out, but I may not tell you on that case. You guys got the Flaherty stuff, right? That PRP is usually 2 to 3 weeks before you start throwing again, but I'd suspect he starts throwing this week. You guys can get home, time to watch a basketball game.
So post-game comments, Buck Showalter.